Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox. You've probably never heard of Anderson, Indiana. And if you have, it's most likely because one of the subjects of the MTV reality show 16 and Pregnant is from Anderson. There are some other noteworthy things, though. Anderson University and Seminary is highly regarded. There's the historic Paramount Theater. And then there's South Meridian Church of God and our friend David Copland. They have an amazing story.
My name is David Copland. I am the worship minister in Anderson, Indiana, of South Meridian Church of God.
There's one more distinguishing characteristic of Anderson, Indiana. Meth. A lot of it.
About 3 years ago, we found out that Madison County, if it wasn't the top, it was one of the top areas for meth labs. Came to find out that Anderson in Madison County was the number one place for meth labs. And then talking to our police department, we found that Beat 5, which is our beat, was the number one place to find meth labs.
As you might imagine, this has a devastating impact on the neighborhood surrounding South Meridian Church of God.
You know, healthcare, cars, solid family structures, the people around here don't have those type of things. Lots of kids run around the streets.
If most churches found out that they were located right in the middle of the meth capital of Indiana, their first reaction would probably be to get out of Dodge, to find some money, buy a new building in a nicer location, and try to do church away from the poverty and the problems. Actually, that was South Meridian's first thought, too.
Earlier, our church has actually decided to move, and we had, you know, raised funds, and we got some land that's on the outskirts of town, over by the interstate. You know, the thinking, I guess, at that time was, since most of the people that attended were drive-in people, you know, we needed to find a safer place where we could attract more people like us.
But God had plans for South Meridian right where they were. Thankfully, David, the church staff, and the people of the church were listening.
The Holy Spirit was just holding up a sign saying, wrong way. You know, we really believe God orchestrated that move never happened. In almost a unanimous vote, just to say, no, we're staying here. We're going to plant a flag here, and we're going to minister here, and we're going to, you know, we're going to love the people here. We're gonna make this our mission. And I know what my heart was telling me. I just kept thinking. This is just a gold mine. This is a gold mine for really touching and reaching people, because the people here are hurting. You know, they're not like some of the people that come from the suburbs and places like that, where they don't realize the need and the hurt in their lives and what's missing. But the people here are very open. There's an enormous amount of good things that we can do to help people here. You know, just basic things like providing meals, providing help in education.
So the church now had a burden for this neighborhood and a heart to help. Now they needed a plan. And it turns out Vacation Bible School was going to be a big part of it.
So our mission pastor, and she's also our children's pastor, she really helped us along this journey in years past, and still is a major person trying to work and make sure that we're reaching out to the neighborhood. She just started making the Vacation Bible School one of our priorities. And it, it has just been a wonderful way to reach kids. So every year we do this blowout vacation Bible school. I mean, they start planning months ahead. They start working on all the decorations, and all the people involved get excited, and we just have this huge team that we put together.
Not only do they put on this awesome VBS, they make sure that the kids in their neighborhood know they're welcome. So South Meridian goes out into the neighborhood, this place ravaged by poverty and drug use, and they invite people to church.
We invite people by going around the neighborhood, and we drop off a Coke can, you know, and around this Coke can is this paper that invites them to Vacation Bible School. We also make that so it has something written in Spanish, so our Spanish-speaking population around the church will know this is for them too.
So as you might expect, when you combine a wide-open mission field with personal invitation, kids show up. A lot of kids.
To 250, somewhere in that range of people. And what we find is because we've made this intentional outreach and year after year, the neighborhood kids come back. We'll have something in the neighborhood of 125 kids from the neighborhoods, and we keep track, and we find out that a lot of these kids have never been to church before, and that's really exciting for us. And so we have a week with them, a week to, you know, learn the songs. We give out T-shirts and CDs of the music, and we you know, try to give them something they'll take with them. And we also, one of the key things we do is we provide a meal every night for their whole family. And so the family comes, the kids come, and we eat together, and then Vacation Bible School happens. And what we found in this neighborhood, that people are hungry, and if we can provide a meal for them, that really helps get their attention, and I think they really understand. They really get that we're, you know, they ask us how much is this going to cost, and we're just like, no, it's just for free. We just want to give it away, and there's several conversations every night like that, and that's exciting for us when we see their eyes light up and say, really? You know, you really want to do this just for me? And, you know, it's enough to make you cry.
After the success of the Vacation Bible School, reaching out to the neighborhood became a big part of what the church does. There's the Fall Harvest Block Party. There's the after-school tutoring program. There's the Kickball Project, where the youth minister and some of the kids will start a kickball game in a local park. And of course, outreach comes out of that because, well, what kid can resist a kickball game?
And what they found was that kids would start showing up, and they would start coming in and asking, you know, can I play? Sure, you can play. You know, the more the merrier. So they got to know a lot of these kids, and then they found that a lot of these kids were close enough to our church that they could actually come here.
So now there's all this amazing ministry happening from this church to this neighborhood, and lives are being changed on both sides of it. And people are coming to Christ and coming to church for the first time. Not because of an amazing new initiative or some incredible advancement in church planting, just because it all started with reaching out to people and inviting them to Vacation Bible School. And maybe that's a lesson for all of us from this. Hear what David has to say about that.
I guess the most important thing is start where you are and you know, just let the Holy Spirit guide you. Look for those those amazing moments that God provides. I think if I could convince people of that, how much the blessing comes back the other way, and how much you learn, and you learn about things that are really important.
So that brings us to David's song. When you serve people and really live out the heart of God the way that David and the people of South Meridian were, it changes you. It can even change the way you read some of your favorite passages of Scripture.
I've always been just fascinated with Amos 5:24. Let justice flow like a river, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is just a few verses before. It says, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are like a stench to me. And then it goes on to say, away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll on like a river. God's just in their face saying, okay, you come to me with worship and you've got your, you know, the music of your harps or your Stratocasters or whatever you have, and you think that's all right, but if you don't do this, if you don't have justice, if you don't make sure people are getting a fair hearing in courts, if you don't, you know, watch over the orphan and the widow, then God doesn't accept that sacrifice. I looked at that passage and I thought, I don't know any other song that tells this story, and we really, really need to hear this here at South. And so I wrote the song.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let justice roll, justice roll, like a river, like a river, rolling on, riding wrong in the current of our God. Righteousness, like a river, like a river, rolling on, riding along in the current of our God. just roll.